Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about the Rockets? And I know people have been talking about this for a while, and I thought, you know what? I don't know. You know, Daniel House every once in a while will offer some stuff, and he'll, you know, he's all right. Why is everybody now the COVID where he broke protocol and had that tete-a-tete with that woman and everything else, and wasn't able to play anymore, and he hurt his team. There's no question about that. And a lot of people thought he should have been gone then. I mean, a lot of people like to throw other people's jobs around a lot. Oh, that guy needs to be fired. Fire him right now. Fire him. He needs to be fired. Everybody. And if it was you or somebody you knew, you'd be like, what the hell? All you tree huggers. Ah, you know, so Daniel House is not somebody that you need. Daniel House is not going to be somebody that's going to you're going to have on your team going forward. So, you know what? They cut him. And they made room for Garrison Matthews, signed him to a deal that he is going to be here now. He's proven that he can play. He's a valuable commodity. He can shoot threes, something that, I don't know, Daryl Morey didn't find it was all that important for a team that shot more threes than anybody else. He didn't really feel like that was an important asset for somebody.
He didn't care about the efficiency. You could chuck him up. As long as you could chuck him up, that's anybody, what Morey cared about. He didn't care about efficiency.
Listen, which college basketball coach was it? And somebody and I asked him, I said, hey, coach, you looking for somebody who can shoot some threes? And he goes, no, I'm looking for somebody who can make some threes. That's what I'm looking for.
That's a great line.
I got a lot of guys who can shoot threes.
What a great line.
Yeah. So, actually, you got sound? Here's Garrison Matthews about getting signed.
I shaved this nasty sound.
You got the news yesterday about the
country. Oh, man, it felt great. It was funny. I got a text from Fred Katz. He was like, congrats. I was like, what? It was news because I didn't know it had hit the media yet. It's funny. So I'm super thankful. Very blessed to be in the situation. So
you didn't know until it was already
done? Well, I mean, I knew I was getting a contract, but I didn't know when it, you know, hit the media, you know. So I was just sitting there playing Xbox, not paying attention. I went on social media and so,
what does it mean for you going through three?
Oh my gosh, it's been a long road. You know, it's taken a lot of hard work. You know, a lot of people keeping me focused. You know, I wouldn't be able to do it without the people around me.
Yeah, that's really neat. That is kind of cool. Now he's been in the league a couple of years with Washington, but you know, you never know. If you're gonna have a job, you know, he came over here. And didn't he have a 10-day deal? Yeah, and you know, and he's played his way on to as a starter now for this team and kicking ass. And
it's a great story when you have guys like. Hopefully, he'll be as good as Pat Beverly. Pat Bev was a major factor for some good Rocket teams. Obviously, this isn't a good team, but Gary Bird has some. He's got a skill set that the Rockets need. He's not a bad athlete. He's got some athleticism. He can stroke it from three. Not a bad defender. Like, you kind of wonder, why did Washington let him go? But Patrick Beverley had that long road as well. It started, he had to go overseas to make it happen. And those guys are super thankful when they get in. They typically are really, really hard workers because that's what it took to get there. And those are always cool stories. Like, really cool stories, those guys who started from the bottom and come up and make it in the league because – you know, you cheer for those underdog stories. We all know who the best players are. You know, we all know the guys who've been the stars since they were 12 years old. These guys who or lesser name players who have to fight, grind, and claw, they kind of represent the everyman. The regular person just watching games can relate to those players in a lot of senses. And I think that's why there's a greater excitement, because you don't expect much from those guys. And that's why a guy like Garrison Matthews, it's kind of cool that I just like it because he shoots threes. Like, you mean the Rockets have a real three-point shooter and not a volume three-point shooter?
Well,
nice.
Not alone in this is Garrison Matthews, because there's another guy. If I told you that you had one of your draft picks was shot this month in 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 games, 55% from the field and 48% from three, averaging 9 points a game, averaging 2 assists and 2 rebounds a game, one of your guards, you'd say, hey, he's coming along very nicely, that Jalen Green. Say, no, not so much. It's Josh Christopher. He made his first start. He got his first start in a win.
Viper ball.
He was 4 for 6 from the field, 2 for 3. He had 10 points. He had 7 assists. He did have 5 turnovers, but he had 7 assists in the game.
We're used to that. Steve Francis.
That's fine.
James Harden, Josh Christopher, Jalen Green. Yeah, that's fine.
What we do.
We do that.
So Josh Christopher is maybe turning himself. And by all accounts, Josh Christopher was a project. By all accounts, Josh Christopher was going to be a guy that probably was a G League guy, because you have Jalen Green, you got KPJ, you got Eric Gordon, you got all these guards. Even DJ Augustine is here. You got all these guys. Where's Josh Christopher? Well, guess what? Josh Christopher made a start, and
Josh Christopher is supposed to be a defender.
Josh Christopher is actually playing his ass off right now.
DJ Augustine had told me, before they wrote it on the board, he was like, yeah, Josh might start. And I was like, oh. Okay. I kind of had an idea that I would, just because when Armani went down yesterday, or the game, not yesterday, but the day before, or whenever we played, I started the second half. So I had an idea, but I wasn't sure. But
so when he wrote the stars on the board, you take a little extra look, a little double take just to be sure?
I mean, I didn't have my contacts in yet. I swear, I was like, did it say JC? And it did. So I was like, oh, yeah, a little excitement, but more like just ready to go. Like, boom, we're here. Now let's win a game.
That's cool. That's pretty neat. He's a guy who he's already been down in the G League this year and, you know, played a few games and then got back up here when he was needed. And he's coming through. I love stories like Garrison Matthews and Josh Christopher and DJ Augustine and, you know, guys who are Kenyon Martin Jr., KPJ. You get a shot and you take advantage of it. You know, you play where the coaching staff was like, well, we gave you a shot. Well, guess what? You gave me a shot. Now look, I can play.
So in his last, speaking of he can play, so in his last 7 games, pretty good sample size. Last 7 games. He's played 23, 13, 21, 23, 27, 32, 27. He's legitimate. He's played 21 or more minutes in 6 of those 7 games. He's shooting 59% from the field, including 54% from 3.
Is that any good?
I mean,
no, he takes a limited number. He'll take 4.
4
three.
For 4, 1 for 3, 2 for 4. You mean normal person should?
Yeah, right.
Like a normal human should shoot?
Yeah.
I don't want guys who shoot 7 unless they're making. If you're shooting 7, I want it to say 3 of 7, 4 of 7, 5 of 7.
Yeah.
That's what I want it to say. I don't want guys shooting 7 threes.
7 or being, you know, 6 of 21. Yeah. No. But hey, that's what we've had here forever. But this is kind of normal. This is normal behavior. Look at their box score. Listen, Garrison Matthews put up more, but Garrison Matthews is already proven that he's a 3-point shooter. Even Eric Gordon only was 3 for 4. Christian Wood was 2 for 6. Josh Christopher, 2 for 3. Those are normal numbers. And actually, they were 37% from 3-point in this game. But you know what? This whole team is made up of redemption stories.
Uh-huh.
Jay Sean.
You don't want too many.
Jay Sean. No, but this whole team. Well, Jalen Green is not going to be a redemption story. He was the number 2 overall pick.
Well,
he
could end up being a redemption.
Hopefully not.
Because it won't
but
be with
Christian
the Rockets.
Christian Wood is a redemption story. To some effect, to somewhat. I guess Eric Gordon, not really, but
no, not Eric.
No, Gordon. But he was a journeyman, and he came here.
Eric
and,
was a good player. He signed a good free agent. Eric's not a journeyman.
Kenyon Martin Jr., a DJ Augustine, Daniel Tyson, Josh Christopher is a guy who has to. He's got to prove himself. Pick. But he's got to prove himself. He's a late first.
I mean,
round.
The redemption guys are, or not redemption. The sneaky come up guys are Jay Sean Tate, Christian Wood. Who else did you mention?
Kenyon Martin Jr.
Yeah, Kenyon Martin Jr.
He's,
to an
he's
extent.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
And you know what? And, you know, bouncing around and trying to find a place. DJ Augustine is trying
Listen,
to.
Rafael Stone.
Matthews. Yeah, Garrison Matthews
Rafael
is a redemption
Stone
story.
Rafael Stone appears to have done a pretty good job at putting some of these pieces in place.
You know what? He's got an eye for talent. He really does. Shingun,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's absolutely. He's got an eye for talent. Until this class proves us wrong, that Jalen Green's going to take some time. But look at Josh Christopher's development after going down to the Vipers. He's playing with a different level of confidence. Shingun has been a terrifically productive player in the minutes he plays.
Still limited minutes for whatever reason.
Yeah, Jay Sean Tate, I think they're worried about his conditioning a little bit. But Jay Sean Tate is, has been everything that you could have hoped for when you got him. Christian Wood has played
above
exactly to, if not above, the contract that you signed him to. You got it. I mean, the Rockets right now are sitting there at 10-20. They're 10-20, right? Okay, that's not that great. They were 1-16 at one point. They were 1-16. They're 10-20 right now. Do you understand that they're on pace to potentially get to my over 27.5 wins for the season?
Wait a minute. That's not what they're this. They're...
Yeah, but that's got to be factored in. Their ability to get to the 27.5 win mark and get to 28 wins and go over the total for wins it looked like a lost cause. I'm going to say potential coach of the year, executive of the year, double bubble. If they can get to 28 wins after starting 1-16.
What if Tillman sends you a pizza on top of it?
Even better.
Right about what about that?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a pizza place, so I'd rather
have you ever been to the Post Oak Hotel? He has an excellent pizza place.
What's it called?
It's called, I'm looking it up. Oh, Kraft F&B. Excellent pizza.
It's called Pizzarelli's?
Kraft F&B. I'm telling you, it's one of the best pizzas in the
city. How many pizzas has he ever sent us?
That's what I'm saying.
How many anything says he sent us?
No, nothing. Thank you, Tillman, for nothing.
I mean, they sent you a fake bottle of wine.
Oh, no, Saltgrass. He sent us Saltgrass before. Not him personally. His people.
Raheel did.
His people have.
Yeah, Raheel lined that up. The whole station would.
Yeah, right.
It was an advertising deal.
Oh.
But just send us something.
Yeah, Tillman.
Send the morning show something.
Yeah, Tillman.
Let the three of us eat.
Kraft F&B. It's excellent, dude. You should go there sometime. It's excellent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I will.
Anyway.
Can I check out the Bugatti in front of it? They still have that Bugatti parked out there.
They've got that. Yeah, that dealership. That's right. Is that a Bugatti dealership? No, it's a.
I don't know, but they used to have one in front of the hotel.
Well, they've got a lot of people who drive Bugattis to stay at that hotel.
Yeah. Better watch out. Those smash and grabs are jumping off all over the country right now.
I don't want.
You don't want anyone smashing. Getting that Bugatti. Better have no engine in it.
I thought you were done smashing. You got enough kids. 912 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. Craig, on the other side, we haven't even touched on this. The most important sports story in the world was yesterday, and we're not even talking about it, and that's on you. What we are talking about is our Christmas at Klein's, which is, again, this. I don't know how long we've been doing it. We've been doing it forever, but Mark Klein is the best. And it is so much fun. He's going to be giving away all kinds of stuff at the Christmas party. He gives away pendants. He gives away earrings. He gives away just diamonds. He gives away watches. You got to come on Friday. But here's the deal. Call him this week. Send him a text. Send him whatever. He will make it for you. It's what Mark Klein does every single day. I texted him a picture. I can't tell you. Huh? But he said, okay, it's already made. I was like, you are unbelievable. He's the best. And if you're looking for that kind of service out of a jeweler, he's going to get it to you cheaper than anybody else possibly could. He always does. He always has. He always will. And he stands behind all of his work every single time. Now, you order it now, and you pick it up on Friday when you come to the Christmas party. This has been going on for years. Mark Klein is the best jeweler. If you need jewelry for her, I promise you, you will get it from him at a better price. 5868 Westheimer. KleinsJewelry.com. You can do it online or call him. He's giving you his cell phone, 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. It's Klein's Jewelry.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5-713-780-3776. Did you watch Tiger Woods this weekend?
Saw a little bit, yeah.
I mean, now listen, would you have checked in if it wasn't for Tiger?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I watch golf all the time.
Right.
But it was even special for me because I was like, oh, I got to see.
It's miraculous he's playing. I know that it's just kind of, oh, Tiger Woods. Look, Tiger's doing something that people didn't think.
I was as interested, though, in Charlie as I was in Tiger.
Yeah.
The kid's real.
Oh, no, he can play.
What about him on 17 knocking down that shot from 169? Holy crap.
I'm just telling you right now. That I meant this when I said it last week. There's a chance that Tiger Woods will have an impact on golf, not just the substantial impact he had from 1997. You could say even before then, but 97 when he won the Masters, all the way up to his last Masters victory, which was what, 19? So 97 to 2019, the factor he was in the world of golf, even when he had the rough patch, you know, for several years. Of just up and down golf after he had been in trouble with his wife and former wife. But then his son, he could have another impact he could have a big impact on golf again just by spawning this kid who clearly has learned the game from Tiger and learned to swing. It doesn't just happen.
And it's almost it's like
everything's almost identical.
It's cloned. He cloned him.
Tigers. So imagine if Michael Jordan or Tom Brady had kids who were top-notch players, or if Bronny James becomes LeBron James, it's going to be that same kind of impact.
Yeah.
You know, we've never seen this before. We've seen good. We've seen, I mean, Ken Griffey Sr.
Yeah,
and
Ken
Jr.
Griffey
is that
Sr.
the best
have
we
an
can,
impact on the
Is
game.
That the best we can? That can't be the best.
Bonds. Barry and Bobby.
Barry and Bobby. Yeah, is that the best? What about football? I'm sure in football now we've got some that we.
Well, the Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce well, and Jake.
Bruce, yeah.
It's Clay Matthews and Clay Sr. Is that better than Barry and Bobby? I don't think so.
Father, son?
Football's got a lot of them cranking up now. It's like there's a lot more cranking up in football now.
Yeah. The Mannings.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, the Mannings are the first family.
What do you mean?
Of football. Yeah.
Well, because you have two of them.
You have three of them, Archie.
Well, no, but two kids that
both
won Super Bowls.
Yeah, and both are Hall of Famers.
It's kind of a big deal. I'm not giving in on this Eli thing. I think there's enough smart people who can keep Eli out.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer, just so you know.
So Lance Berkman can't even get on a ballot a second time, or can't get on a ballot, an extended ballot. But Eli Manning, because guys made miraculous catches.
Yeah, and Lance won. And how much did Lance win? A bunch.
Yeah, he won a World Series, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was so neat. Now, here's Tiger talking about playing with – it's got to be so unbelievable. But, you know, it's so funny. Walking down the fairways, they don't talk. They just walk, and they're so focused. There's so much competition. Yet Tiger says, it doesn't look like fun, but this is Tiger kind of fun.
You know, I like competing, and as I told you guys in the Bahamas, I'm not going to play a full schedule ever again. I'm going to have to pick and choose what events. We always have good contests at home, and everything we do is competitive. It doesn't matter if it's a putting contest, golf, or whether it's playing cards or anything like that. It's always a competition, and that's how I was raised, and our whole family is very, very very competitive, and we don't like losing. And so, it was fun. The whole day was the blast, and this whole tournament was a blast.
Who will go
we
down
had a little run
better?
There. It was nice. It was fun. We when we made the turn, I told Charles, and we were going to have to probably either birdie out or at least make 8 out of 9 on the back nine to have a chance. There were just too many groups that were either tied with us or ahead of us, and we got on a nice heater. And as you said, we made 11 in a row. And you know, in that on the last hole, we knew on the tee box that we needed 3 to probably get into a playoff or at least make it interesting for the dailies back there. And unfortunately, we didn't chip in, and then we didn't make the putts either. So, but it was fun, man. And the goal this week, you know, two things: one, to have fun, and two, no bogeys, and we accomplished both.
Yeah, just great fun watching. I mean, it's so neat to see Tiger back, first of all, and then Charlie, who is going now. Charlie has to go out on his own and win amateur events.
Spotlight's going to be super bright. I mean, it was super bright on Tiger, but Tiger had this uniquely rare ability to focus through and to have that mental toughness. It was given to him or built into him by some suspect methods, I guess some people would say that, in the world of parenting. I was fine with it, but maybe I'm not the best example of what I think a lot of things can, you know, it's his personal relationship with his dad. I do think that Tiger also is a little screwed up because of his relationship with his dad, based on the documentary that we saw regarding Tiger. So I don't think, you know, there was a trade-off for the Tiger Woods that we see. It had a trade-off as with a lot of great players. There is a personality trade-off that you have to deal with, and unfortunately for Tiger, it kind of felled him for some amount of time. Hopefully, because Tiger went through it all, went through those ups and the downs, and that he'll be better suited to guide Charlie in the right direction. But then you have to see, does Charlie have internally what it takes? Because so few people have what it takes to be elite, truly elite, mentally, physically, across the board. But if there's going to be somebody who could be, it's going to be Tiger Woods' kid. You know, it's going to be Tiger Woods' kid. I'll ask you this question. Who will go down as a better all-time developer of young talent? Richard Williams or Tiger Woods' dad? What was, is that Eldrick?
Right? No,
Tiger's Eldrick. What was Tiger Woods' dad's name? Tiger Sr.
Not Tiger Sr.
We called him Tiger Sr. back in the day.
Earl Woods.
Earl Woods or Richard Williams? And look, both guys are often maligned, and I get it, but go ahead and tell me where they failed their kids in terms of their ability to be at the best.
I mean, they're both, Serena's the best ever.
Serena Tiger's and the Venus. Best ever. And Venus is just like, oh, yeah, Venus. Oh, you mean Eli?
Yeah. Well, she's better than Eli. Venus is better
than
Eli. Agree. Yeah.
But Venus is like the Eli of the family.
Right. I think it's pretty, I don't know. I think that's a...
It's a tough matchup.
It is a tough matchup.
Earl Woods, who went out of his way to create opportunities for mental toughness for his son. Like, that's one of the reasons Tiger was a murderer in the final round.
Yeah.
You didn't want Tiger stalking you. He's going to be known as one of the all-time great closers. Do you see much of a difference between Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, and Tiger Woods?
No.
They feel like the same guy.
Did you see Tom Brady go over to the bench last night after he threw the pick?
And throw the...
No. No, he threw the pick to Gardner or whatever his name is.
Did you see?
Oh my God! One of the fun. We laughed out loud.
The cornerback in his face
when Tom Brady fumbled the ball, and yeah, he was Gardner.
Chauncey Gardner.
Yeah, whatever his name. He got up in Brady's grill and was just smiling and wouldn't let Brady pass him and was just smiling in his face. And Brady just looked over like, oh, who? I don't even know who you are. And it was just so funny. But then Brady throws the pick, and Chauncey Gardner, not Chauncey Gardner, that's Chauncey it's the
something
Gardner.
Something Chauncey Gardner.
No, it's that's yeah, Chauncey the Gardner.
I wrote him up. Who's Chauncey the Gardner?
Chauncey the Gardner was played by the Pink Panther. Dude.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, remember in that movie?
No, it's Chauncey Gardner. He played at Florida. I liked him coming out.
Anyway.
New Orleans depth chart, here you go. It's... Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Gardner-Johnson. Yeah. I knew it wasn't Chauncey
Gardner. It's Chauncey Gardner is what he used to go by. Gardner-Johnson.
Gardner-Johnson. Anyway, so Brady goes over to the bench and he goes, you go. So I swear, he walked over to the bench.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Who did he tell that to?
I think he told it to Dennis Allen.
The defensive coordinator?
No, well, the head coach last night. Yeah.
Wait.
But Sean Payton wasn't there.
Oh, no. He said it to...
To Dennis Allen.
Oh, I thought he said it to his own... I thought he said it to his own bench. I'm like, what's
happened?
He said
it to Dennis Allen.
Oh, I didn't see him do
yes.
that.
Yes. And it was, he went over the bench, and when they replayed it, I went, whoa, did you see what he just said?
I wish there was a way for the Saints and
Brady
and
ain't
Bucks.
Afraid to tell
no,
you.
I wish the Bucks and Saints could play again. So we could.
I don't think the Bucks want anything to do with the Saints. Take care of business against them.
Saints, it's just like the Bucks to Aaron Rodgers are a problem, their defense. Tom Brady has trouble with the Saints.
He
defense.
Does.
And one of the reasons is
now,
Tristan Wirfs
in the postseason, but he lost to him in a regular season.
Well, Tristan Wirfs has issues with Cam Jordan. We saw that yesterday as a rusher. And but I can't wait until next year when they play again, because Tom's going to still be in the league. And when they play again, that is going to be circled like, okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, but wait a minute. It was circled this year. But... last year, the only guy on Sunday Night Football, nobody picked the Saints in last year. And on Sunday Night Football, they beat him. Last night, everybody took Tampa except Drew Brees.
I don't count that.
Well, why not? He was the only
because
one who was right.
Because you know he was going to be.
He goes, watch. You guys will all be wrong again. And sure enough, he was right.
I don't give Drew Brees credit for that. I bet you there's no game he would pick against Saints.
Well, probably not. Probably.
If I know that you won't ever pick against
that's
Saints,
all right. He didn't.
Why do I give you credit?
It's all right. He was the only one that was right. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. Yeah. Right? That's yes. right. It's 927 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk right now. Speaking of Tillman, you think, okay. Oh, so Tillman's never given you food. Were you at the Golden Nugget? Oh, yeah, that's right. You got food at the Golden Nugget. You ate at Saltgrass, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh.
You bought that.
No, Tillman bought that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we both put it in.
I bought three other.
Yeah, guys. Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
So here's the deal is if you're looking for, you got nothing. That's right. We did. You got nothing, Aaron. Sorry. You're back here. Okay. Sorry. Tillman gave us wonderful food at the Golden Nugget. You know what's at the Golden Nugget? Wonderful food. Spectacular. I mean, the restaurants are second to none. You will love, and especially go to the Chart House. If you love seafood, it is gorgeous, too. It overlooks the golf course, and it's just beautiful. You sit out there on the patio, it can't be nicer. The golf course, wonderful, excellent. We're going to play next week when we go there. If you're looking for the best pool with cabanas and just great time, a cocktail service all out there, you can hang out by the pool. Oh, by the way, it's going to be 80 degrees, so yes, you can hang out by the pool all next week. The casino, second to none. The hotel rooms are beautiful. Poker room, and now the DraftKings Sportsbook. If you're looking for Las Vegas in just 2 hours and 15 minutes away by car, so you don't have to pay for flights, it's right there. It's the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. I can't be more excited about it. You will be too.
ESPN 97.5. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I thought those guys all went in and did a good job. They did what we asked them to do. I don't know exactly how they played. Obviously, they played well enough. I'm sure there are some things that we'd like to correct, but I tell you what, they went in and did a really nice job of filling in and doing what we needed to do to get the win today.
You know, I saw Jonathan Owens. He tweeted, you know, it's been a long road and whatnot. And you know what? There's another one of those stories that's great. You know, guy who has been trying and trying and trying to get on the field and get on a team. And, you know, I mean, he's got Simone Biles. It can't be, you know, it's not going to be all that bad. But you know, he wanted to be on the field. He contributed. Yes, that was nice. Good for him. I think he had 8 tackles in the game. So that's a nice story. And a lot of guys did. They had COVID protocols, and they had guys that had to step up, and they did that. a coach doesn't know how he did, but we'll find out. He's going to watch. He's going to have his press conference today. We'll find out how the guys did. Hey, it's hard to watch. I'm going to tell you what. I did sidelines for 5 years. It's probably the worst place to watch a game. It is. It's so fast, and everything. You can't see the other side of the. You don't know what's going on the other side of the field.
I was thinking about this. So when I'm watching tape of running backs, I love watching outside zone backs, you know, because they got to read the stuff and hit it. But I'm looking at an elevated angle. I never played running back. I'm looking from an elevated angle where you can see everything from tackle to tackle and 6 yards beyond, 5 to 6 yards beyond. Like, you take it for granted that, oh, how does he not see that cutback lane? When your boots on the ground and everything is eye level, the ability to see and process like that really should be given even more credit. Same thing with quarterbacks. The ability to recognize safeties 20 yards down the field, the deep safeties 25 yards down the field, and recognize where everyone is when bullets are flying. And it's really an incredible, incredible ability to be able to do that. It looks easier on TV or on video games. But if you're there when the bullets are flying against guys who are unbelievably explosive athletes, what an amazing ability to be a quarterback or just a high-level skilled football player.
Yeah, you know, I did it at the most rudimentary level, high school and small college. And that's why I'm telling you, I watch Aaron Rodgers and I'm like, it is amazing, amazing. With a flick of his making split second decisions with a flick of the wrist, and be with the athletes that he's up against, the unbelievable jumping ability and closing ability and everything else, and the ball is just inches from their outreach, the highest they could possibly reach, and yet he does it time and time, and it puts it in the perfect place for his receivers. Brady threw a ball to Gronk on a flag route. It was like, it couldn't have been more perfect. It was just like, how in the world does he get that ball with that precision? But they do it time and again. It really is amazing. I mean, when I was on the sidelines for the Texans, there was a lot of stuff. Hey, did you see that? I was like, no, I didn't see that in the game. The game is right here in front of, I can see, it's just so fast and so violent.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And that the coach can see anything. Of course, he's got to go back and he's got to look at the film. Bill Belichick even apologized to the media.
I don't know how coaches see it. My dad said the best he's ever coached with is Bruce Arians. He said Bruce can see from the field, multiple things happening and can tell you what happened on a play. Multiple areas and facets. My dad's pretty good at with offensive line, those five guys. He said Bruce is the best he ever saw at being able to recognize what's happening on a field and process it quickly from field level and then put it into play with the quarterback. He's like, that's a hard thing to do.
You know, the closest I ever saw was JT's coach, Coach Hill, who was his coach at Kincaid, was on the sideline, and he'd be calling plays, and he said, JT, now this is going to be open. And it was like, your field level, and how do you know that is going to be?
Wouldn't you rather call plays from the press box?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, honestly, that's where Bill O'Brien calls it from, and I would think that everyone would want to call.
You would think, but this guy, he was unbelievable, and he was like, this guy will be open, JT. And sure enough, that guy was open. It was unbelievable how, but these guys are really good. These guys are great. And anyway, you know what? Davis Mills did a nice job yesterday. Mills is turning into a
team,
guy.
But all I heard about was how they were supposed to, like, oh, Jacksonville is going to finally be free to be who they are. These guys are going to really be excited to have Urban out. They look like the exact opposite. Look like a team ready to get done with the season.
Yeah.
And look like a team who's like, Urban's not here. Now we can finally ball out because Urban's been preventing us from balling. No, how about they're bad? Yeah. They're bad with Urban. They're bad without him. How about it's a bad football team?
Did you happen to see Urban Meyer's apology?
I did. He apologized for you being soft.
Well, that's pretty much what he did.
Sorry, you're so soft. Okay, thank you. Wait, did you just apologize or did you just call me soft? Sorry, players and coaches are so sensitive now. Was that an apology? No.
Here's what
I said. Sorry, didn't I?
I said sorry.
I said, you want me to say sorry? I'm sorry that you're soft and coaches and players are more sensitive now.
I think college has changed quite a bit, too. Just society has changed. You think how hard you pushed. I believe there's greatness in everybody, and it's the coach's job to find that greatness however you do that. Positive encouragement, pushing them to be greater, making them work harder, identifying flaws and trying to fix them. I think everything is so fragile right now, and that includes coaching staffs. When I got into coaching, coaches weren't making this kind of money, and they didn't have agents. Everything is so fragile, where it used to be team, team, team. I remember talking about it in a staff meeting 3 days ago. I got into this profession because I had the greatest high school coach, and it was all about team, all about the huddle.
Well, okay, so a lot of that is all accurate.
It is true.
Right? Isn't it? That's all accurate. Yeah. It's less about
team.
But he
is saying, y'all soft.
It's probably accurate, too.
Well, I said with all
in general, you don't think that's accurate?
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't
it's
mean that.
It's in the
that.
Geneva Convention. Look it up.
What is that?
It's Talladega Ninth. He goes, with all due respect, I didn't know you had your balls removed. He goes, that doesn't mean you can say whatever you want. I'm your boss. Yes, it does. I said with all due respect.
No, he didn't do it. Yeah. Well, he
is he wrong?
No, he's not wrong, actually.
None of what he said is wrong. Urban is in trouble for. Look, I think Urban Meyer. I think players coming in are harder to coach and all that. Pretty much anyone who's been in the league will tell you all that stuff. It's different now. I don't think that's debatable. As a matter of fact, it's not debatable because the people who do it for a living will tell you this is a fact. We do it for a living. We've seen it. We've done it for multiple years. However, you went up under center at a sports bar when you shouldn't have. You may have kicked a not only a kicker, but apparently a walk-on at Ohio State, although we couldn't get it verified with Matt.
That was a kicker on a mobile. I don't know if that guy was
actually kicked in the sternum.
No, right. We don't. Okay. I don't know.
We don't know if he was actually nicknamed Death Ninja?
Right.
Okay. We do know Josh Lambeau, who's a good Aggie. Would an Aggie lie about something like that?
No.
Okay. Josh Lambeau said he got kicked. It was a series of unfortunate events. He was the Lemony Snickets of the coaching world. Just a series of unfortunate events for Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think he's a good coach in a vacuum. He's got a long track record of success from Utah to Florida to Ohio State. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Was he made for the pro game? No, he wasn't. Did he conduct himself the way he should have? Obviously not. Is what he's saying accurate? Yeah, probably so. There's probably some accuracy there. They can all be true, but it doesn't make you right for the pro game, and that's on Shad Khan. Ultimately, you took a shot on a guy that, frankly, you know, I think that was a splash hire. What else was it? He had no pro experience. Why else would you take on Urban Meyer, who was out of football at that particular time? It was a splash hire, and you got, I guess, You didn't hire for the NFL game. You hired for the splash to get fans excited, and it backfired on you. So now you got to do it all over again, and you're going to end up with Eric Bieniemy, is my guess. And they'll go Bieniemy.
Yep. All right, when we come back, news of the weird. Some really, really weird stuff, including blow-up dolls, guys marrying their sisters. I mean, it's a little weird. No, I'm telling you, it's a little weird out there right now. So we're going to talk about that on the other side. Right now, though, we're going to talk about I saw pictures of Maestro de Bell. It's a really neat bottle.
Yeah, it's a really cool bottle. It's well done. The packaging, that's kind of a big deal, too. Yeah, the Maestro de Bell is really cool. And their high-end charcoal-filtered Cristalino version of their Añejo Extra, which I think is in Todd's office, baller. It's incredible. I had somebody send me a picture. They were in a liquor store and they picked up some Maestro de Bell. It's a fantastic tequila. It's really great because there's so many different varietals. So if you like something smoky like I do, you've got the Añejo, you've got Reposado, you've got the Smoked Silver, which is the Jumito. If you love the clean, crisp flavor of a silver, they've got their silver available for you as well. And of course, the Cristalino is its own varietal where they take three different blends of tequilas, they charcoal filter, and it comes out smooth and clear and distinctly balanced. Whether it's a tequila for a cocktail or whether you're looking for one for sipping purposes, my friends over at Maestro Dobel have you covered. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine tequilas are sold.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Not the smartest crook. I can understand this. People get gambling addictions. I get it, right? It's a real thing.
Sure.
And if you have a gambling addiction, you need to call somebody because if you're losing all of your money and it's affecting your life, then you need to. You're probably pretty poor at it, too, because if you're losing all your money and all your gambling, you're not very good at it. But, you know, that's another thing. Well, there's a woman in Tasmania, Australia, who, get this, stole from her company $680,000 she embezzled to play on a gambling site.
Wow.
Yeah, $680,000. Unfortunately, the gambling site that she was playing on doesn't pay out any money.
Oh.
I mean.
Okay, can I ask you, have you ever thought about playing slot machines in the convenience store? Because you know that they'll pay off if you know the person, but if you don't know them, they're just like, no, these are for fun.
Well, what about, or if you go play blackjack on a fun site? I mean, why? If you're not playing for any money, what are you doing? Practicing?
What's the purpose?
You're practicing slot machines? You're practicing blackjack?
Yeah, what's the purpose?
What's the purpose? What are you doing if you can't win any money? She played $680,000 on this app and couldn't win any money. Not the brightest. And she's going to prison for it. Good for her. Apparently, there's
You stole money to play on a free site.
Okay. Lance, what are you known for around here? Besides, you know, tripping and falling.
Okay. Draft analyst and expert, pit master, dabbing.
Oh, what about when you steal people's hamburgers?
I mean,
what about
that wasn't a steal.
People
brought up hamburgers and I ate one. How's that stealing?
No, apparently there's a real Hamburglar. And if this was here in Houston, then I would say
I'd be a suspect.
So this person stole someone's credit card and ordered five identical orders of seven Big Macs on someone else's credit card. And immediately I thought of you.
Ooh.
Immediately I thought, you know what? That could be Lance. If it wasn't in Stafford County, Virginia.
Yeah, it's not me.
It's not you. Although if somebody came here and you were able to get their card, maybe you would. Is this some? And then never picked up the hamburgers. Another dumb crook.
Yeah.
You order, of all the things to order when you steal someone's credit card, is five identical orders of seven Big Macs.
They probably order and like, they got cameras there. I can't pick it up. So it's actually a smart crook.
Why wouldn't you go get diamonds or something, golf clubs or something valuable as opposed to Big Macs?
Because that's gonna trigger your alert, the chase fraud alert. Is McDonald's going to trigger a chase fraud alert? No.
Well, maybe. Well, five identical orders? Yes.
Well, yeah, will. Maybe that's how they got caught.
And apparently in Ohio, we had a little problem at a Wendy's. The order in the drive-thru line took too long, so a woman opened up fire.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Yeah. I knew gunplay was coming 100%.
It was. Yeah. When she says that the order just took too long, from our understanding, she felt it was taking too long and had some choice words with the staff. The manager heard her swearing at the staff members. He then told her she would not be served and had to leave. She was upset, and so she opened up fire.
So
it seems like a good enough reason to shoot at someone.
There is an easy rabbit hole to get into. Now, if you would have told me there's a video, then the video would have been two people fighting through the drive-thru and somebody getting their hair pulled and maybe pulled almost all the way through, mm-hmm. either out of the car or out of the drive-thru, that's how that would have jumped off. But once it was news of the weird and there's no video, I knew it was going to be gunplay. Go ahead, and I'm telling you, listeners, right now, start YouTubing restaurant fights, and I'll see it about 2:30 in the afternoon after you're done with your rabbit hole. Because you can't stop watching. There are some scraps, and I'm not talking about in the dining area. I'm talking about people jumping behind the counter. Some of the stuff that jumps off.
Oh yeah.
Now it doesn't jump off at like the French Laundry. We don't really see Michelin star restaurants people doing that, but at a fast food restaurant, oh, it's on at a fast food restaurant. At restaurants, not so much. You don't see that as much.
No.
I did wait on a table one time, John, where a husband and wife were getting divorced, and they thought they were going to get together and have an amicable discussion because I could hear some of it whenever I was walking by, filling up their water or whatever. And by the end of their meal, which started off pleasant enough, the lady picked up a glass and threw the glass of water at him, and he picked up a tin of Butter Pats and threw it at her. Luckily, we got that thing broken up, and I was like, well, that was a little something extra at a Papado that I didn't expect.
Well, seems like a good way to get, you know, things resolved. Start throwing stuff at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, have you ever done this? A man in UP, Uttar Pradesh, married his sister.
I have not. I'm a little bit offended you asked me.
To avail money given by CM marriage scheme. Apparently there was some scheme.
Yeah.
That if they got,
pick up money.
Yeah, Chief Minister's mass marriage scheme. In a ceremony, they picked up. They got money to get married. He couldn't find anybody else, so he married his sister. You've never done that. You haven't done that ever?
Never.
You know, sometimes, have you ever seen, this happens a lot in foreign countries, when someone wins an election or wins a game, a lot of times there's gunfire outside, you know, shoot up in the air. Hey, we won.
Yeah.
You know,
that happens in a neighborhood adjacent to mine. It can just be like, I'll give you an example. I didn't know New Year's Eve, 4th of July, and Christmas all get a lot of gunfire.
Is it gunfire or fireworks?
Well, there's fireworks, but then you can also tell there's gunfire. And there's fireworks go on for 2 hours.
Well, apparently in Peshawar, a man won an election. And in celebration, there was gunfire. And unfortunately, it killed him.
It killed the guy who won.
That doesn't seem like a great celebration to me.
Nah, I would look into changing that.
We're thrilled that you got in office. Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, like, well, now what do we do?
Yeah.
Well, you get second place, or do you have another vote? Does it say if they have another vote, or if the second place just gets it?
Probably second place. I don't know. I didn't care. Apparently, remember the Bishop Sycamore story?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently it was investigated, and evidence finds no students or teachers at Bishop Sycamore High School.
Oh, boy.
Was that surprising in any way, shape, or form?
I know. ESPN has a story. It said, investigation finds that school on ESPN football was a scam. Like, oh, did you figure? Oh, ESPN, y'all, the investigation sorted that out? We had one of the guys on the show. Remember that?
I mean, we didn't have to go to class ever.
We didn't have a class.
Well,
we had a guy on our show. I just DM'd him. He goes, yeah, I'll come on your radio show.
All right, we're done. Charlie's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And don't forget the Christmas party Friday. And it's Gilbert Christmas as well. Bring him a gift on Friday morning at Klein's, which is at Fountain View in Westheimer. Hey, guys, this Christmas, I got something else for her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all, soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Listen, today's Monday. Christmas is Saturday. You got to get this here. You can still get it done, but you got to do it now. Now. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, no risk at all. Naturally nude pajamas. She's going to feel like she's wearing nothing, next to nothing at all. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. And here is what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. You will love them. Tell them John Granato sent you. 'Cause we're gonna be legends. Gonna
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.